oral history. We're talking about John Neufeld's writing group, and I asked him about some of the genre that the various people are writing about. He started to talk about Macy Levin doing memoirs, and now would you continue, please?
Macy does memoirs. Susan McQuillan does memoirs. She's very good. I do whatever comes into my mind. Sometimes I do stories. I prefer to do stories. I've been doing a couple memoir-ish things lately, past couple meetings. And in the last couple meetings, I've been getting into doing sort of dark war.
You had a good story about getting an A from your professor.
Yes, indeed.
Tell me about that.
I was in a class at the University of Hartford, and it was a writing class. And we were doing, I don't know if you're concentrating on newspapers or what we were concentrating on, but the thing was that the professor announced early on that if we were to get published, we'd get an automatic A. So I said, aha. And I had known something about someone called Gershom Hewitt, who was an ancestor, mm-hmm. and who was the spy for Ethan Allen when he went to take Fort Ticonderoga. So I decided to research that and trace it back and forward and had all kinds of fun connecting things and see how the genealogy went from Gershom Hewitt to me. And so I did that, and then I wrote the story about that, and there was a free paper coming out of Winsted at the time, Northwest Corner Free Paper, I think it was called, and I got published in that. So they put in pretty much whatever they were sent.
Yeah.
So it was kind of cheating.
But I got
published. I got printed in a published paper, so I put it in there and took that to the class and got my A.
Do you still have that paper?
I do.
But you haven't found it yet.
But I haven't a clue where.
Okay.
I know I had it or some copies of it. I'd be glad to bring you one if I ever find one.
Please do. Please do.
And I wouldn't have had any idea where to begin to look, but I know I have it. Okay. Why would I throw that away? Why wouldn't I have a dozen copies of it?
Right.
I'm egocentric enough to do that.
Why not? Do you have anything that you'd like to add before we close?
I can't wait to hear my voice on this tape. I don't ever want to hear my voice on this tape.
Okay.
I don't care if I do or not. I've always thought about Salisbury. Salisbury is a great place to grow up and a great place to come back to. My point being that you've got to get out of the town for a while. If you never leave here, if you look at it, you think, oh, it's a god-awful town. Going up to Salisbury, up here in the corner, what a god-awful place. And I couldn't wait to leave, and I left with Jane, and had a grand time. I could have stayed up in the Adirondacks. I would have stayed there forever and ever on end. I loved it up there. We came home and started a new life here. I, in some degree, picked up where I left off in the old life. Well, I continue my life. I didn't pick up where I left off, thank God. It was a great place to come back to. It was just a great place to, and I love Salisbury now. I love living here. I'm very glad I was away for those 10-ish years I was away.
Well, then you have something to compare it to.
Yeah. And I love where I was. I mean, I had a house at Earlville, the first house I owned. I love that house. All kinds of cool things about it. It had a nice yard. I loved living there. I loved up on the mountain in the Adirondacks, how quiet it was. So none of those places that I really particularly want to leave. Coming back to Salisbury, I never thought I would do that. I never intended to do that. And it's funny how life throws you, your lemonade type situation.
Mm-hmm.
So I go back to Salisbury and I got this job at Noble, and when Bruce called me and said, can you give me a hand for 3 months, I was in school, I was cooking at the pond, I was tending bar at the Woodland, and I said, well, okay, 3 months, I guess I can do that. And 3 months turned into 26 years. I had never had any intention of doing that. I was in school for 7 years. By the time I graduated, George, my son, was in third grade. My wife had a nice job at the Scoville Memorial Library. I never wanted or intended to be one of these people who take their child, their family, and skip from here to there, and George goes to one school here, one school there. I think that's a horrible thing to do to a child. You have to do it sometimes, I understand. I didn't want to do that. I had a good job, so I had come back to go to college because after I got let go up north, I discovered the one thing I didn't have. Despite my 20s experience working in hotels and restaurants, I didn't have a college degree, and that was required. In the early 90s, college was like high school was in the 60s. I had to have a degree. So I had to go back home because I came back home to go to school to get a degree. By the time I got it, I was ensconced in this other life, and so I wasn't going to bounce around between upstate New York and Maine and Vermont. I was here, I was stuck here. Again, because of George Jameson. So I just stayed. So my life came back to Salisbury, not of my own making, but I'm very satisfied having done that.
Good. Thank you so much.